Good morning and welcome to today's Thought for the Day, entitled Cream Egg Crime Cracked. I'm sure you're aware of the Cadbury's cream egg. It was ranked as the most famous confectionery in a poll in 2019. Cadbury's milk chocolate egg, the size of a normal egg that you get in the supermarket, with a white and yellow fondant filling. The company makes a staggering 1.5 million cream eggs a day, up to 200 million a year. No yolk. Well, I don't know if you spotted the news earlier in the week, but 200,000 of the tasty little cream eggs were stolen in a raid from an industrial unit in Telford last Saturday. But wonderfully, the West Mercia police force managed to track down the criminal, a 32-year-old man of no fixed abode, when they stopped him and his vehicle on the M42 just a short while later. Well, the news feeds, as you can imagine, had some great headlines with this true story. ITV, police go on Easter egg hunt. The Shropshire Star newspaper, police save Easter after theft of almost 200,000 cream eggs in Telford. And best of all, RTE, police crack case as 200,000 stolen cream eggs are recovered. Well, I like it. Great headlines. Cracking job, guys. With just a week to go until Pancake Day, which marks 40 days from the start of Easter, the supermarkets will soon be stacking their shelves with eggs again. And the poking up of a few green shoots in the garden, combined with the prospect of Easter on the way, are quite welcome thoughts after a cold and fairly miserable winter. The Christian faith is all about new beginnings and good news in the place of bad news. Stolen goods returned, that's actually a picture of us. For the Christian, we were like lost property, but God has returned us back to himself, our rightful owner. Peter in the Bible says this, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." That's good news, being lost and then being retrieved back to Jesus, back to our rightful owner. Call out to him, and that's what he'll do for you. Well, it just remains for me to say, have an excellent day. Hope you don't crack under pressure as you go about the roads or off to work. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day. Bye then.